Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks North Star Borough's public transit buses resumed normal scheduling today. According to a borough release, all 8 routes that existed prior to pandemic changes made this spring have resumed. While the routes and schedules have gone back to normal, some pandemic restrictions remain in place, including limiting bus capacity to 8 passengers, requiring riders to board buses from the back, and to wear a mask or other face covering while on board. The borough says bus drivers will also wear masks and gloves, and buses will be cleaned throughout the day along their routes. Meanwhile, Vantrans service has returned to only providing rides to those who qualify under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The downtown Maxie Lyon Jr. Transit Center remains closed to the public. A North Pole man was killed in a motorcycle accident. According to Alaska State Troopers, 56-year-old Geton Harrison was riding with 2 other motorcyclists when he went off the Mitchell Expressway near the intersection with Airport Way around 10 p.m. June 24th. Troopers say Harrison, who was not wearing a helmet, was ejected into a grassy median and died on scene. They say all 3 riders were reportedly traveling at or below the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit when the crash occurred. Next of kin was notified. A small plane made an emergency landing in Denali National Park last week. According to a National Park Service release, the agency was notified by the International Emergency Response Coordination Center about a distress signal from a satellite emergency notification device July 2nd. It says the aircraft, a Cessna 180, was headed to Kantishna when it landed southeast of the Eielson Visitor Center. It says there were 2 people on board, and they were able to communicate with the satellite device that they were not hurt and had equipment, food, and water to last for several days. Park staff flew a helicopter to the site where the plane landed and transported the passengers to the park entrance area. I'm Dan Bross.